Yo, and welcome to another episode of the Anime Nano Podcast, Episode 4. I'm your host, Tang Trong, and with me as always is JP Meyer, who writes, Minaide Hazukishi! Hey, JP. Hina No isn't here again, so we have a new speaker. Her name is Problematic, and she writes Equivocal Resolution. Hey, Problematic.
Hey, what's up?
So, like, okay. Oh, I just said like again. Hey, maybe we should go over the like thing first.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people don't like it when we say like, and by we saying like, I really mean basically that, like, I'm the only one that says like all the time.
Yeah.
But that's just the way I roll.
That's the way JP rolls. It's kind of like how I call out my special attack moves, and how Problematic says A after everything because she's Canadian.
Sure, but that's not me. You know, like isn't such a bad word. It actually helps with the flow sometimes. Like, do you really want pauses in between? At least when you say like, it just, you know, you just roll with it, really, most of the time.
Yes. And let's roll along. Like, what?
Tang doesn't edit the pauses out of our conversations anyway. Like, our podcasts are all 75 minutes long, and we edit that down to 30 minutes.
Yeah. That's all the uncomfortable pauses.
And the times when Hang makes jokes that we don't actually know are jokes and thus don't laugh at them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway. Dude, let's go to the Anime Nano mailbag. I don't think we got as many questions this time as last time, but we got some interesting ones. So let's go ahead. Okay. First one. Yeah, the first one is from Andrew. And he asks, what is the best way to pick up fangirls? And his idea is to cosplay Inuyasha really well, because fangirls seem to like Inuyasha a lot.
We also got a companion question, which was, and then how should we ask fanboys out? Should I cosplay as one of the maids from Chobits?
Oh, excellent question.
Yeah, so
I didn't answer that, actually.
Yeah, let's have Problematic answer the how to pick up fangirls question, because she's a fangirl, right?
Indeed, but... How would you pick up a fangirl, eh?
Should we, like, yaoi it up? Like, should me and Hang, like, if we want to catch your eye, should I, like, throw him against the wall and, like, rip his shirt off? Like, is that the good kind of yaoi? I mean, I'm not too, like, up to date with the kind of yaoi that gets the fangirls all excited.
And start screaming, Mommy! Just like Renge does?
Yeah, and I can say, Minaide Hizukishi.
Should I, like, learn some of the songs from Gravitation or something?
Well, actually, that would definitely catch a girl's attention right there. Just like Ono said in Genshigen, no girl hates yaoi, man. It's awesome. And no, for the record, I'm not a fat yaoi fangirl.
She's a skinny yaoi fangirl.
Good enough.
Okay, cool. Okay, so JP, what do you think about picking up fanboys, since I guess we're assumed to be fanboys?
Assumed to be fanboys. Like, in general, I think actually part of the problem in, like, the way this question was phrased is, like, you shouldn't be trying to really, like, attract fan members of the opposite sex, just because, like, I found that people are either really shy or, like, way too distracted by whatever is around them. Like, oh my god, somebody said yaoi, I have to, like, run around because I'm a fangirl, or, like, oh my god, there's, like, a figure on the table which I have to spend, like, $60 on because I'm a fanboy. Like, you know, just, like, and, like, in that sort of situation, trying to, like, catch someone's eye is not the easiest thing, but if you're just, like, actually make the first move, like, it's not too tough, especially seeing how you're already in a situation where you know that, like, you guys have something in common. So, like, you can just go from there.
Hey, there's a question I want to ask you guys. How many friends do you have that are actually anime friends? Like, are they all anime friends, or...
Do you mean, like, friends that we know in real life who like anime?
Yeah, not, like, random strangers on the net.
Yeah, I don't have any friends that like anime.
I have, like, my friends at, like, the NYU Anime Club, and that, like, we do fan subs with. Right now we're doing Otoki Jushi Akazuki, and hopefully we'll have episode 4 out soon. But other than them, like, maybe one friend, and it's more of, he just, like, likes watching anime but doesn't like self-identify as an anime fan.
Yeah, I guess I might have like one friend who's in my Japanese class that likes anime, so that counts, I guess. But I don't like go up to his house and watch anime or anything like that. It's mainly like a solitary hobby.
So they're all guys, eh? Well,
Actually, I think our fan subgroup is kind of actually evenly split between guys and girls.
Okay, let's go to the next question.
Oh, but if you really want to cosplay, there has never been a person who has not been hot if they've cosplayed as Windows 2010. Like, if you were a guy and you did that, like, I would assume that you were a hot girl.
Yeah, I'm going to find an unhot cosplay of Windows 2K10 just to prove you wrong, JP.
And like if all those people that wear like the Kigurumi suits, if there was a dude wearing one of those, I would not be able to tell that he was a girl. Then again, I can never tell when if the Kigurumi people are guys or girls because of their big like furry suits or whatever.
They're big anime masks, right?
Yeah, and like when they wear the body suits too.
I think it's best to leave those people untouched.
Yeah. It's a trap.
That's
our obligatory Star Wars reference.
Yeah.
I try to get one in every time.
That's by Admiral Akbar.
Yes.
Okay. Moving along.
I should stop chewing on this pen so I'm audible.
Let's see. Okay. Chaotic Rockwell asks, what's your limits on being a fanboy? Where do you draw the line and say, nuh-uh? Well, actually, I'm not very good of a fanboy, I think. Because I haven't gone to any anime conventions, and I don't cosplay. So, probably my limit would be admitting to people that I watch anime. Or writing a blog and doing a podcast about anime. That's where I draw the limit.
Hey, you still buy stuff, don't you?
Oh yeah, I buy a lot of manga.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm not really sure either, because like, I don't really like I don't really go to too many cons, and I don't really spend too much money. Like, I only buy like DVDs of shows that I know I'm going to watch like many times, and like I don't buy too much manga. And lots of times I try to get from like Kinokuniya or Book Off, so it's like less expensive, so I'm saving money. And I found that like I don't really enjoy like models or figures or anything, but at the same time, like I do spend a lot of time involved with the hobby, with things like the podcasting, the blogs, like writing papers for school or journals or conferences or panels at cons or whatever. So like it occupies a lot of my time but not a lot of my money. So I guess whether you value time or money more.
How about you, Problematic?
Well, I don't know.
You must not have much of a limit, because they said fanboy and you're a fangirl.
I know, I was like, this question's totally not directed
but
at me, so...
But people mistake her for a boy anyway, so it's okay.
That is so true. When I started out, everyone thought I was a dude. There was one girl that actually thought I was a girl, but she thought I liked ecchi anime, and that totally threw me off. I'm like, damn. But, I buy anime, like, I buy a lot of stuff. I do have a blog, and yeah, I'm doing a podcast right now, and I will be starting my own. But otherwise, I don't know. I can be a fangirl, but
like when you go to cons, do you run around squealing?
Do you glom people?
See, that's the funny thing. I didn't even know they existed until like this year. Canada, they don't have conventions. There's one like in Vancouver and Toronto, and those like the only two I've heard of. You guys are so lucky to be in America, just because you guys have a convention like every month or every week.
Except there are no conventions in New Mexico. There's only horses and dirt.
Dude, you're totally missing out. And so am I.
Okay, let's see. Next question. Mio asks, why do most mecha shows have a post-war or post-disaster theme setting in it?
That's a very easy question, because Evangelion did.
I think like, isn't it probably so that you know it's more fantasy and less reality? Like there are some mecha shows that have like modern day settings, right? Like isn't Full Metal Panic sort of modern day?
Well, like a lot of the almost all of them. I'm having trouble thinking of mecha anime from before Evangelion that really have a like post-war, post-disaster like setting or theme to them. There's some that are kind of like apocalyptic. Like there's some that might have like the disaster river in them. Like Mobile Suit Gundam has like the colony drops and the nuclear weapons as part of like the backstory, but it's not like post-apocalyptic or something like Evangelion would be. But yeah, like you said, there are a lot of ones that try to take like, I don't want to say realistic because you're dealing with giant robots, but like, you know, like a modern day, like approach, whether it's something like, Full Metal Panic where like they're, the mecha are part of like the military, or a lot of the, older super robot shows where like it's just like the teenagers at the high school find the robot in the cave and they use it to fight evil.
And, yeah, like, I don't watch that much mecha, so I'm not too sure about that. But I would probably say it's just because it seems cooler to have, like, post-war and post-disaster stuff, right?
You get to have these, like, desolate landscapes for, like, your epic battles between good and evil.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, next question. Yeah, Ronin asked about how fan subgroups will drop a series after it's licensed. Shows that they were doing before that were previously unlicensed. And if they have anything to do with, like, respect to the creators when they're dropping it. Well, I guess isn't, like, most legitimate fan subgroups will stop subbing a series once it's been licensed, just because that's kind of, like, the code of the fan subbers, I think.
They don't want to, like, step on the toes of the licensors by, like, putting out fan subs of shows that the licensors have licensed and are like want to make their money on, since a lot of people like to have the like perspective that they watch the fan subs as a way of like previewing the show. So you know, if you've seen like 16 episodes like out of a 26 episode show or something, like that should be a pretty good like barometer
preview
of what the show's going to be like.
It also may be due to fear too. Like, did you guys hear about the Shinsing sub thing? Where they got a notice from Funimation about subbing shows that they've already licensed, and then their like whole website getting shut down and things. Did you not hear about that?
Which series?
The group Shinsen subs.
Oh, Shinsen.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they do. I think they do a lot of licensed ones, don't they?
Yeah, and then they got like a warning for it.
Tsubasa Chronicle or something.
And yeah, I think that was. Well, there was more.
I don't remember, like, anyone ever having said that that show was licensed either.
Well, a lot of companies, they also have a policy where you know, it's, they don't want anyone subbing it even if there isn't a license. Like, I think, what is it, Media Blasters? All of their anime is off-limits.
Oh, no, it's Media Factory.
Oh, Media
like,
Factory.
Media Blasters is the American company, like, in New York that licenses and releases anime. Media Factory is like a Japanese company that does a whole bunch of different things involved with anime, like one of them being distribution of DVDs. And I think what happened with that was that Akane Maniacs, the Kimiga no Zomue and spinoff OAV, somehow it got like the first episode or whatever got leaked somehow, and like the fan subbers had subbed it and put it online before the first DVD had come out in Japan.
Oh wow!
And like they were worried that that would really kill the sales of the OAV series, so they sent like a cease and desist letter to Animeski, who took all of the Media Factory shows off their site.
Yeah, I think most fan sub groups operate on the policy that they're trying to help out the American anime companies and not trying to hurt their business. So once an anime gets licensed, you know, it would probably only hurt rather than help, since they're already going to release it, you know, in the States.
There is also a lot of varying policies between the companies. Like, ADV is really hard line. Like, they don't want any fan subs or any torrents available online of any shows that they've licensed. Then, like, in the middle, you have someone like Bandai, who doesn't, like never says to groups to, like, stop or anything. But, like, the groups will still, like, respect a lot of the groups will still respect them and like stop licensing, but and you know they're not going to say anything to groups that either pick it up because the group stopped or keep doing it. And then like the further side, you have Central Park Media, who like encourages fan subbing and like I believe their like president or CEO or whatever has said like, you know, he'll give away like lots of anime if it will get you to buy things, so they don't mind like fan subbing at all.
And didn't they
think it really helps their business?
Didn't they like almost go bankrupt too or something like that?
Yeah, that had to do with the Musicland or Suncoast Video or whatever company was going bankrupt, because like they're one of the major like realtors that sell anime DVDs in America. So like that was like a huge amount of like inventory that was getting like sent back to the companies and like a lot of like lost revenue and stuff.
Yeah, but it didn't have to do with the fan subs then, probably.
No, because ADV also like posted like a really big loss recently, mm-hmm. and they have the exact opposite fan subbing like perspective.
I see.
I think I wrote a post about that.
What do you guys think of Sony Pictures Home Entertainment entering into the anime scene? Because they just licensed Blood Plus not too long ago. Like, have you guys ever seen anime that was licensed by them? Like, that's the first I've ever heard of Sony.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, I think the original Blood, The Last Vampire, I'm not sure. Wasn't it done by Manga Entertainment?
Maybe. Let's look.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird that Sony would license it and not... Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what sort of, like, perspective they would take. I know that DreamWorks, they licensed Ghost in the Shell Innocence, and they treat their anime like foreign films. So, for instance, they didn't put a dub track on it because you don't dub foreign films. Like, you
That's
know,
great.
By, you know, like the Japanese version of The Ring or something. Like, that's not going to have an English dub on it because that's not the way that, like, foreign film viewers watch foreign films. But anime viewers, lots of, in general, are used to things like dubs, so they would expect that. So I don't really know whether Sony would take, like, the anime company, like, way or the, like, normal media company way. Because, I mean, they're one of the, like, major Hollywood studios and stuff like that, so...
Yeah. I don't know, personally, I'd rather see more releases where they just sub it. You know, they pay more attention to other stuff rather than the voice acting or the dubbing.
And, like, throwing in lots of random, like, goodies or whatever.
Like, behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, and we also throw in, like, the limited edition figure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I think on one of those ADV DVDs, they had this, like, blooper reel of the voice actors. I'm like, I don't care about this crap.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Manga did do Blood Blast Vampire.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool, by the way.
I don't know. I never got into that one. It just looks so stupid. And she... Yeah, no, she looks scary in that one.
Okay, let's see. How about the next question? Okay. Eon Sim asks, why do so many of the characters in most anime have red or reddish hair? Seeing Japanese, as far as I'm aware, have a rather low occurrence of the phenotype in reality, why have such a percentage of the anime characters have it? Is it fashionable, sexy, stylish, etc.? Well, I think a lot of anime characters have, you know, different colored hair just so they stand out. And an interesting thing is, like, a lot of Japanese people, like, all Japanese people have black hair, right? Like, all Asian people have black hair. And I think in Japan, a lot of people change their hair color so they can stand out, too. So...
I don't think it's necessarily that. I just think black hair is so boring. I haven't had it for actually 4 years. My hair has been dyed, and it's probably, like, dead now, but... Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of characters with red to reddish hair. Like, I can't even name one right now.
I've seen a lot of characters...
it's kind of hard just because, like, characters have, like, every color.
Yeah, they have, like, green hair and, like, blue hair. Yeah.
Green, blue, you name it.
Yeah, I think it's mostly just to make the characters stand out, because if all the characters had, like, brown hair, you know, like in real life, you'd be like, which character is that?
There's also the whole, you know, who says that anime is, you know, they're trying to make the characters look realistic or anything.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm actually having a lot of trouble trying to think of anime where all the characters have like black or brown hair, like that Asian people are supposed to have.
Yeah. I mean, I think in most realistic, you know, like the anime that are trying to be realistic, like I think in Knighthead Genesis, like most of the characters have dark, you know, dark hair or brown hair, and maybe some have like gray hair, because that actually happens in real life too. So I think in the more realistic ones, they tend to have like normal hair colors, but most of the time you'll get all sorts of colors in their hair.
Yeah, because you get something like Honey and Clover though, where, you know, you have like Mayama with like red hair and Yamada has like, it's like dirty blonde hair, and even though that's like, you know, a realistic-ish anime.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Oh, and one of the characters has like gray hair too. he's like in college, he's like a freshman in college.
Takemoto.
Takemoto, yeah.
Yeah. Takemoto.
And Haku has really blonde hair.
What is up with the loli look with her?
she doesn't look loli, she just looks like a small person.
She looked like kinda loli-y in the first season. The second season she looks more person-y.
I check out the first episode, I was like, wow.
She's just cute.
The live action, she's like a normal person because it's live action.
Yeah. That'd be hilarious if they got like a 7-year-old to play Haku. like a blonde 7-year-old. Okay. So yeah. Next question. Oh, okay. So Eon Sim also asked, also, what do you think about the move towards H.264 encoded releases? Do you think it's overall a good idea due to the improvement in image quality, or do the significantly higher system requirements for playing the files outweigh the benefits, seeing it reduces the pool of people who are able to watch the sub? You know, I really, really like the HD quality subs that have been coming out. Like, I used to watch anime back in the day, like, in 2001, and I remember they just looked really, really bad, but, like, back then I didn't notice. And now if I go back to the CDs that I burned of anime, like I took out Canon one day, and I was watching that just because I heard that there's going to be a remake. And, like, it's pretty much unwatchable because of all the artifacting and stuff. And my computer's, like, pretty good. So I welcome the I welcome the HD because it looks really, really good. Like, Zero No Tsukaima looks really good.
And then you have me, whose computer is 5 years old, and I probably not going to get to buy another one until next year. So I really need the Xvid ones because when I try watching like the H.264 encoded releases, they just are choppy, like how I'm talking, and then like the picture will jump ahead like 10 seconds to catch up to where it's supposed to be.
Oh shit, son! 5 years? My. If you're an anime fan, oh well.
I got this computer before I left for college, and then I finished college, and then I'm gonna finish grad school before I get another one. Like, I'll get a laptop or something for my PhD in case I need to do like video presentations for the classes I'd be teaching. But yeah,
we should start up
anything good.
We should start up like a new like buy JP a new computer fund or something.
Oh man, I don't know H.264. Yeah, I don't really like it. It's just not my thing. Have you guys ever seen VLC, the player for Windows?
Uh-huh.
It's pure crap. Like, the subtitles, there's sometimes they'll be like on top of each other, so it's like barely readable.
Hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it's crap. Yeah. I just like playing everything on Windows Media Player.
Oh, I use
Media Player Classic.
Yeah, me too. Works pretty well.
I think it uses less system resources too, which is good on my 5-year-old computer.
Yeah. So there you have it. You have like differing views from.
I had also like one of those gigantic like 27-inch LCD monitors that you use to like post lonely pictures on Donboru. Like then I might like H.264 because I could actually take advantage of the like HDTV quality.
Mm-hmm.
I tried downloading like the first episode of Ergo Proxy or something like that, just to see what like the HDTV would look like. And like the picture was so big that like I had to size it down a little bit to make it fit in my resolution. Uh-huh. So like I'm not getting anything like out of having those ginormous encodes.
Yeah, it does kind of suck. Like my laptop is a little bit older, and I did try to get that Ergo Proxy, like the really, really high definition one, and it would play really, really choppy on my laptop too. So, it's good that the fan subbers are releasing like different versions too.
I think, do like that.
Yeah, I think most of them offer like Xvid and H.264?
Because I like I do like downloading the HDTV RAW sometimes if like there's like a screen cap I want to take that's like going to be the gigantic size, like to post on my blog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of blogs,
uh-oh.
Someone should update.
Equivocal resolution.
Hey, I updated like 5 days ago. That's good enough for me for this month.
For your monthly quota.
Yeah.
Let's see. Wonky Donkey. Hey, he asked a question before. Wonky Donkey asks, how do you guys feel about doujinshis, particularly the non-H ones where people come up with their own stories using popular characters? I haven't read any of these, actually, but they seem pretty cool. You know, it's like fan fiction, except with drawings.
Miss Maria for the win. They should make one up. I'm pretty sure they did, though. She's hot. I don't know. I haven't seen one. I haven't read any I can pronounce that, but I haven't read one either. Have you, JP?
I've only read one. It was like a Haruhi one, and it was all in Japanese. It wasn't translated, so I wasn't getting everything out of it. I was kind of just flipping through it, but it was really funny because it was like Haruhi gets up from her desk on the first day of class, you know, and says her whole, I have no interest in normal humans. If there are any aliens, time travelers, sliders, or espers in here, please see me. And then, like, one of, like the chest burster from Alien, like, bursts out of somebody and, like, attacks her. And, like, yes, West Honest, like, run around trying to fight it, which made me really laugh. It was totally bizarre.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's good for seeing characters do stuff that they wouldn't do, like, in real life. Right? I mean,
or I guess also, character. Like, random Yonkoma comics. Like, if you count those as doujinshi, like, those are always funny.
Oh, those are awesome. Like the Tsuruya ones.
Yeah, where she, like, I don't get them at all, but I always laugh at them.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Kyon. Something, something. And then he's like, no, I don't think so. And then she's like, Nyoron.
And then eats a piece of smoked cheese.
Yeah. I actually have that, as my background, as my wallpaper for my desktop right now.
The, like, million Tsuruya wallpaper?
Yeah, it's a tessellation. So, like, you make it tile, and then it's, like, it's cool. It's like, where's Waldo? Except Waldo's not in it at all.
And it's very easy to find Tsuruya, because she's everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so DigiCarrot asks, I don't know why he didn't ask me this, like, when he was on the podcast last week. But DigiCarrot asks, why doesn't Hang like Mecha? And why did Hang like Innocent Venus? Because it's a mecha. Okay, so the deal with me and mecha is maybe I don't... It's not so much that I dislike it as I'm just kind of averse to watching it. Like, especially the Gundam ones. Because, like, the Gundams just have a huge, like, history, you know? Like, they have, like, Planet A and Planet B, and, like, I can't tell which planet is which. And, like, there's all these factions and stuff. And, yeah, it's just, like, so much, like, back history to learn that I'm just kind of scared of it. So that's why I haven't watched a Gundam one. And a lot of times it's just the CG that bugs me. Like, I guess the older mecha anime don't have CG. Like, these newer ones, they always have CG. And it's always, like, really, really bad. Like, Burst Angel is really, really bad. And even the mech in Instant Venus looked really, really bad. Like, they could just, you know, draw it, and it would look so much better. Actually, in the third, you know, that giant tank looked okay, because I think they used cell shading on it. So if they did more of that, I'd like it more, too. So yeah. And I guess I equate bad CG with that genre of anime, so that probably makes me not like it so much, and I kind of write it off. And maybe I should watch more mecha. Like, maybe I'll just try watching Gundam someday.
We'll just have to, like, make up a list, like, okay, let's see. All of the mecha anime from before, like, 2001, so they don't have CG, or, mm-hmm. like, all of the ones that aren't Gundam, so you don't have to learn all the backstory and then make you watch those.
Yeah. Well, I kind of want to watch Gundam Seed now, because it's the best anime ever, right?
Yeah.
Well,
oh, and speaking of mecha, then you also have Evangelion number 2 and every other Gundam ever in every other slot on that. With the exception of 46, which is where Mariasama Gamitaru is.
Wasn't that was a new type thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
The New Type readers love Gundam. I mean, the magazine is called New Type after all.
And they like Pokemon more than a lot of other good anime. Like, more than a lot of other, like, Studio Ghibli anime.
Yeah, looking at this list, they have Gundam Seed and Gundam Seed Destiny at 1, Evangelion at 2, First Gundam at 7, Nadeshiko at 14, Fafnir at 17... Pat Labor at 24, Full Metal Panic at 25, Gal Gaigar at 29, so like Eureka 7 at 32. So there's a lot of mecha on here, and it's all different kinds of mecha. Like, Evangelion is very, very different from, say, Pat Labor, which is very, very different from Full Metal Panic, which is very, very different from Gal Gaigar.
And, like, way, way down on the bottom of the list, at 92, is My Neighbor Totoro.
Well, in addition, Hang is actually a girl in real life. I don't know, I haven't seen any mecha shows, and all the mecha that you just
Not even
named,
Gundam Wing?
No, even all the shows that you just mentioned, I've not seen.
Well, I haven't actually seen a lot of them. I haven't seen, like, Gal Gaigar, I haven't seen Pat Labor, I've only seen, like, a couple episodes of Fafnir, but, you know... There's so much mecha that it's kind of
mecha
hard to have
failed,
seen it all.
Man.
It's like, have
totally
you seen
failed.
Every, like, harem comedy?
I don't know. Well, I'm guessing it's just because I have a pretty ignorant view on it. I still view mecha as Transformers. It's just like Americans viewing Pokemon as just anime and Sailor Moon. Yeah.
And porn.
All right, well, me and Problematic will get together and watch some mecha anime, and we'll report back to you on that.
Like, hell, I will. You have to, like, tie me to a chair. Actually, I did see an anime that contained mecha elements in it, and that was Mahime, but it wasn't a mecha show.
Isn't it, like, the only anime you've watched?
It's, like, the only anime I watch, anyways. Anything with a Mai in front of it.
You just watch it over and over again.
Okay, oh, DigiCarrot also asked, how much anime do you actually find genuinely funny?
The Batman Show. That equals win. And NHK. Oh, those are awesome.
You actually laugh at NHK?
Yeah, sort of. He's hilarious.
I don't know. It's weird. I didn't think that show was very funny, but I thought the manga was really funny.
Okay. I don't know. I thought the NHK is pretty entertaining.
Like, NHK I don't think is, like, bad or anything. It's like, just a really good example of an anime that's just isn't as good as the manga.
Like, Genshiken? And don't judge me. Okay, for some reason...
I actually thought Genshiken was, like, identical to the manga.
Exactly! That's why I hated the anime. It was exactly identical.
Oh, just because you'd already, like, read the manga, so you're just getting the same thing over again?
Yeah, and I was like, oh my god, this is pure crap. Like, how does anyone like this? But yeah, that's just me.
Are you gonna edit that out?
I don't know if I will. Maybe not.
Oh, that, that was sexy.
I also think Muteki Kanma Musume is really, really funny.
Like, I love that joke.
The last episode I saw, I think it was number 4, wasn't as funny, but like it still got some good parts.
Oh, shit. Like, I downloaded that like 2 days ago. Episode 5, and I still haven't watched
it. Dude, Problematic, we're going to have to like...
Screw this podcast, watching some ramen.
We're going to have to mark this one explicit because Problematic keeps on swearing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon my French here.
No, that's cool.
French is
I'm
so
Canadian.
Awesome.
French fails. I hate French.
Yeah. It's the best country ever.
Except that they never win anything except for a civil war.
Oh, snap. Okay, yeah. Well, okay, so like DigiCarrot, you know, I remember he wrote a post saying how like no anime is ever funny. Like, it's just not funny. But, I don't know, maybe he just has a really bad sense of humor.
Or a Indeed. Very British sense of humor.
Yes, very dry.
Like, actually, like, more than I think about it, like, I really am having trouble thinking of that many anime that, like, I really thought were funny. Like, I laugh a lot at Ouran High School Host Club. But, like, you know, I would usually be, like, pretty, like, surprised if a show made me laugh.
Do you laugh? Like, do you laugh, or do you just, like, kind of chuckle to yourself?
Oh,
like,
I laugh at Ouran.
Okay.
Oh, I laugh.
Another one I liked was Sexy Commando. That one's really funny, too. And Bobo 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 Bobo. That one's really good. I just like the stupid gag anime. That's the ones that I like.
Like, Kero Ogunso, like, makes me laugh. I guess it's also like, Nadeshiko makes me laugh. Like, it's partially because, like, I just get the jokes in the shows. And also, like, because they build on, like, pop culture references, like, the more that I watch them, like, the funnier they get, because I've, like, learned more about anime in the meantime. So, like, jokes that, like, I wouldn't have got, like, known were jokes the first time, like, are jokes now, and that makes them funny.
Hmm. Or are they, like, inside jokes? Or are they, like, cultural jokes? Or...
Well, you know, it might be something like if a character, like if Kero is like dressed as somebody or something.
Oh, okay.
Or like if they're making fun of like a specific anime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the more anime you watch, the more you'll get out of those ones. Those kinds. Yeah. Like the parody ones, yeah, you have to watch a lot of anime.
And a big problem too is just things like puns or like cultural related jokes.
Yeah.
Like Yakitate Japan. I was, like, really proud of myself when we started getting, like, pretty late into the show, and I was starting to actually get puns that they were making. Like, one that they made on, like, hemp, which is Oma, which is written with the kanji for large and hemp. And then, like, I guess that the pun, because the kanji for O for large can also be read Dai or Tai.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the pun became Taima, which then they turned into Time Machine. And then... Piero went back in time to, like, save his mother from dying in childbirth.
No, that's what I call comedy
delicious
right there.
The bread was.
Yeah. I remember watching, like, what was it? This is the Rakugo show. Like, there's a show about this girl who was really, really into Rakugo, which is this strange, like, this really, really old Japanese form of storytelling. It's kind of like Japanese vaudeville.
Weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's funny because actually my Japanese teacher studied Rakugo, so I kind of knew something about it. But the jokes still made, like, no sense at all. And that show will never get licensed. Just watch next week, it's going to get licensed.
By ADV, because they license everything.
Yeah, they license all the shows that aren't licensable.
Like, I'm so sad that Haruhi didn't get licensed.
Oh yeah, let's go to that. Like, so there was some Otakon news. I call it Otakon because in Metal Gear Solid, in Metal Gear Solid, the scientist guy is Otakon.
That bastard should get banned. He should lose his net privileges for making up that joke or whatever. Where did that poster come from? I still don't get it.
Kadokawa Pictures is the like Japanese license holder for Haruhi. And, like, at their booth, they had a booth at Otakon, and they had, like, a poster up for Haruhi, like, promoting it. I guess because, like, they're trying to get someone to license it because it's a big hit in Japan. They think that it would be a decent hit in America. So, like, somebody took a picture of that, and then people didn't realize that it says Kadokawa Pictures on it and went crazy.
Yeah, and I guess the rumor, like, went all through the net saying that ADV had licensed Haruhi.
I was getting excited, too.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, Haruhi is going to get licensed eventually.
Yeah, but they're expecting it next year or something, and that's kind of long.
Like, I don't know. I think, too, that Haruhi is going to get licensed eventually, but I'm starting to believe that, like, the show doesn't have as big of a fan base as, like, people, like, make you want to believe.
Well, it seems like the kind of anime that will, it's like kind of destined to be a cult classic, but
yeah.
Part of being a cult classic means that it's not really going to be popular in mainstream. So, like it already has like a cult following in America. It's just, you know, how many people are there that will buy the DVDs?
Yeah, since it's a pretty big hit in Japan, so it's like getting a pretty big like licensing fee. So. A cult hit in America kind of may not be enough to, like, recoup the costs that the show would cost.
So Haruhi didn't get licensed, but...
Oh, wait. The one thing I do want to say that made me laugh with this whole, internet fiasco was that I had left pretty early in the morning on Saturday to go into New York City to look for apartments, and when I came home in the afternoon, like, I went onto Anime Nano and started looking at like the various postings, and there were these things like Haruhi not licensed, like Fallout or whatever, and I was really confused. Like, wait, yeah, how he's not licensed? Why is it like a bit? Why is it news that it's not licensed when it's not licensed to begin with? And then like only when I started going back through the pages to like see the other posts that I'd missed like that day, I like noticed that there was this whole big like internet hoax that it had been licensed by ADV. It like burned out like before it even like existed.
Yeah. Oh, also, more Haruhi news. It looks like Haruhi's gonna get a second season.
Oh, no way!
Yeah,
Where'd you see that?
I saw that on, Kurogane's anime blog. Mm-hmm. Here, let me get, I'll get you guys the link. It's supposed to be announced in Newtype, September 2006.
Well, you get that. I'm gonna ask a question. Did anyone actually like the first episode, which was...
Yes.
That was awesome.
The first episode is what, that... like, made me want... like, that to be every episode.
Okay, I despised that episode, and I, like, vowed never to watch it again, because it was, I guess it's because I didn't get the whole intentionally crappy, it was supposed to be intentionally that bad. I just didn't get that part. I'm like, wow, why does everyone like this? This is a piece of crap.
Yeah, well, I used to be, like, I was a media arts student before I was a computer science student. So, like, I really, really loved that first episode, just because, like, it does all those things that you're not supposed to do in, like, videos and stuff. Like,
and I like things, too, that it did things you're not supposed to do in videos, but things that, like, don't exist in anime because you're not, like, filming it.
Yeah, like, the thing about, what was the...
Through beam! I had to add that in. Go on.
Well, the thing with Kyoto Animation is, like, they really, really pay attention to detail, you know? Like, even with the bad movie, like, there's things in there that, like, you see, but, like, you might not think about when you're... doing animation, you know, it just happens in video, but they added that anyway. Like when Nagato is like ducking in the window and you like still see your head, like that kind of stuff.
Or how they, or like the way that like the light gets reflected by the reflectors that everyone's carrying.
Yeah, like just the details.
Oh.
Anyway, I thought that, yeah, that first episode was awesome. Totally
awesome.
Oh, Nagato
doesn't like that episode because he's the only one here that isn't like a film student.
Yeah. There's only three of us, so. I'm an ex-film student.
I still don't get it. I still won't go back and watch it.
It's freaking awesome.
Fails in all areas.
Okay, so I guess enough with the Haruhi stuff. And we'll have the link in the show notes where you can see that Haruhi got a second season. But an anime that did get licensed was Utawaruru Mono. And The big uproar is that it's being called Shadow Warrior Chronicles. Like, that's the English name for it.
Such a generic name. It's so bad. Why don't they just name it The Unsung Hero? Isn't that what you... Oh, I can't pronounce that word, but isn't that what it's supposed to mean?
I think it means that which is song, but The Unsung Hero is a kind of clever pun.
I thought Utawaruru Mono is the thing that is able to be sung about.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Don't ask.
That's why I like your Unsung Hero. That's clever.
So did I make that up? Yes, I win. But yeah, okay.
Like, okay. Shadow Warrior Chronicles is so, like, cliched or whatever, that when I heard the announcement, I was thinking, like, wait, didn't that get announced at Anime Expo? And then I realized, I was like, oh, I was thinking of Robotech Shadow Chronicles.
Yeah, when I hear Shadow Warrior Chronicles, I think of, like, Ninja Gaiden or something. Or, like, one of those old NES games. I think they should call it something like Furry Tactics.
Fatal Furry?
Fatal Furry. Yeah, something like that. And you know the state of anime in America is getting much better when they can actually release, or they can actually license a furry anime.
A furry H-game anime.
Yeah. Things are moving on up.
But I mean, on the other hand, they do, like, have to change the name, because Utawaruru Mono, like, is kind of hard to say, kind of hard to spell, and, like, is kind of hard to translate as well.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's true. I mean, people are complaining, like, dude, Utawaruru Mono is, like, the coolest name ever, and, like, I can hardly say it, and I've studied Japanese for 3 years.
Like, I can only say it because I know, like, it's, like, how it's conjugated, so I can always make sure that I'm spelling it correctly. Like, okay, wait, that which is able to be sung,
yeah.
So it has to be Utawaruru.
Like, Utau, and then the potential is Utarareru, and then Mono is thing.
Dude, if you even try getting me to pronounce that, it's like I'm hooked on phonics or something. So bad. You tell la la la. See? There we go.
Ultra Ray Romano is my favorite, like, joke name for it.
That's just hilarious. Ultra Ray Romano. Alright, sorry. That was my lol section. Okay,
back onto the questions.
Yeah. So what else? School Rumble got licensed, which is cool. I think School Rumble, the first season, the second season, and the OVA got licensed. So yes, awesome.
You can add that to the list of anime that I really don't think are funny.
I really, really like School Rumble.
Haven't seen it.
You can tell because Tenma is on my header, on my blog. Tenma's so cool.
Don't even know who that is.
Okay, moving right along. More news. Oh, do you want to talk about the Yaoi tour? Yaoi.
One of the other announcements at Otakon is apparently Pop Japan Tours. They're a travel agency that does like random sort of like Japanese pop culture themed tours in Japan, like anime tours. You go to like Akihabara or like samurai themed tours. You see like castles and stuff. They gave like a little teaser trailer thingy. They're going to do the official announcement at YaoiCon. They're going to have a Yaoi themed tour, which apparently is going to have things like they go to Otome Road in Ikebukuro in Tokyo, which is kind of like Akihabara but for girls. Also, they would have like dinner with a Yaoi mangaka, and I think they said that they were going to get to like tour a recording studio while they were recording the voice acting for like a Yaoi game or anime or something. And I'm really not sure what to think about.
I think they're also planning to tour a park.
Like a park that was in a Yaoi or something?
Like a park, the park that was used for the, was it the...
Kuso Miso technique?
The Kuso Miso technique, yeah.
They can meet the actual guy whose expression never changes.
And you can see the park bench. Where the guy is sitting.
And you all, like, get on the bench and you, like, stretch out and everyone takes pictures of you.
I would pay to go to that tour. So, like, the tour... I'm looking at the Pop Japan Tour travel webpage right now. And it looks like the tour packages cost, like, around $1,700. So... Yeah.
You do have to fly to Japan.
Yeah, $17 to $2,000. So if anyone wants to fund a trip for me to go on this Yaoi tour, I'll totally do it and report.
Do a podcast about it.
Oh, yeah. I'll do a podcast during it. Exactly. And I'll yell out, Yaranaika. It'll be awesome. And
you'll
be the
only guy there, and it'll be totally creepy.
There needs to be two guys there so we can be all Yaoi and get chicks.
That's hot. I'm going to get a lot of blame for this.
JP, did you say there is a Yaoi convention?
Yeah, apparently, like the Con Report or whatever that I read about the Pop Japan Yaoi Tour thing said that they were going to do the real announcement at YaoiCon. I don't actually know about that con or anything, but from the sound of it, it is a con about Yaoi.
And Problematic is totally going to be there.
Oh. Now that she just found out about cons from this podcast.
Damn straight, I'm going to be there. I mean,
okay, let's see. It's been 6 years of fun and fandemonium. It says at the yaoicon.com website. October 20 to 22nd in where else but San Francisco.
Wait, they've had 6 years of YaoiCon?
Yeah.
Wow.
A celebration of male beauty and passion in anime and manga.
Passion?
I don't think it's my kind of passion. Unless it's like Gundam Wing or something.
Okay. Oh, JP, didn't you want to talk about the Zero No Tsukaima light novels?
So, Zero No Tsukaima light novels. Apparently, the light novels are totally porny. Like, there's constantly, like, the various, like, female characters in the show, like, and Saito are, like, just about to or trying to, like, jump each other, like, the entire time. There's, like, one scene from what I've read on a message board. We'll link to it in the notes where, like, somebody slips Louise a love potion or something. You know, and rather than, like, the sort of standard love potion things where the girl acts all, like, cutesy or whatever, she, like, keeps trying to, like, jump Saitoni's in bed, like, ripping his clothes off and, like, do it and, like, trying to get him in the mood and whatnot. There's, like, multiple scenes where, like, Siesta is, like, trying to get it on with, Saito. And, there was one scene when, like, they said something about how in one chapter or whatever, Saito and Henrietta have to, like, go on some mission where they are posing as, like, a peasant couple or something. And they're in one of the situations where, like, they need to, like, prove that they're really, like, married or something, so they're, like, kissing each other to, like, distract or, like, guards or whoever's, like, searching through the inn or something. And then, like, you know, Henry's just kind of like, you know, while we're at it, and starts, like, ripping off Saito's clothes and, like...
I always love those situations where you have to prove that you're, like, the boyfriend or something. Never happens to me in real life, though. Oh, didn't you... Wasn't there also, like... Okay, so in one of the episodes of the anime, I remember, like, they had some kind of legendary book that someone summoned from another world, and, like, it was the family heirloom, and it turned out to be, like, a ecchi magazine.
Yeah. Apparently, also, they said there's all sorts of various things that, like, are showing up from Earth, and, like, the one person just kind of wrote, like, and also, the staff, like, there's a, quote, staff of destruction, like... Smiley Winky emoticon. Use your imagination. So, I'm assuming that it's like a dildo or something.
So pretty much these Zero No Tsukaima light novels are actually like hard novels.
Hard novels. And suffice to say, I bet none of this is going to show up in the show. Jesta will just like be adorable and kiss Saito as like reward for saving her from that guy rather than like trying to fuck him.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. I'm rooting for Siesta. So is there anything else that we should talk about?
I see in the notes that we want to discuss why ADV is a bad company.
Yeah, I think Problematic wanted to ask.
Didn't you guys answer that before? I don't know. Is ADV a bad company? Like, I still don't get that. Why are they such a bad company?
Well,
yeah,
I think it's more like the fans think it's a bad company. Like, because they don't listen to them, whatever that means.
Really? Is it, like, because ADV doesn't appreciate his fans or something along those lines? Was it like that?
I think it has to do with, like, their marketing techniques and stuff. Like, they do things that fans don't like, and then, like, when the fans don't like it, they just, like, don't really acknowledge it. For example, their, like, DVD release of Nadeshko had these really ugly overlays on top of all of the, like computer menus and, like, on-screen displays on, like, the ships and mechas and stuff. And, like, the fans really, like, disapproved of that, but, you know, ADV didn't, like, do anything about it. They just, like, kept producing it that way. And then only, like, a couple years ago when they, like, re-released Nadeshko in the Essential Anime collection format, like, they took away the overlays. And then that DVD, like, they had, like, a tiny print run of it, and it's almost impossible to find anywhere. I had to hunt, like, all over New York City to try to dig up the DVDs, and I was buying them, like, one DVD from, like one store, and had to, like, go and buy each DVD at, like, a separate store to try to, like, buy it. I think on eBay I saw, like, one of the DVDs for, like, $85 or something.
Wow.
Oh, man.
They also, like, I really don't like their dubs. I mean, I don't really listen to dubs because I like practicing my Japanese by listening to Japanese, but, like, I found, like, a lot of companies, like, their dubs are fine, like, Bandai's I've usually haven't had much of a problem with, and Funimation's I haven't really had much of a problem with, but, like, I just can't listen to the ADV dubs, like, they're all, like, someone's, like, Azumanga Daioh, Evangelion, like, Puni Puni Poemi, like, I just, Magical Shopping Arcade, Abenobashi, like, I just can't listen to them, like, they make my ears bleed.
It's just, I think they just do a lot of, like, voice overacting, don't they? Like, they just try too hard.
That's
like,
some of it, yeah.
That?
Sometimes I don't like their like casting choices or whatever, like I really didn't like the voice of the acting of the person who plays Dr. Akagi in the English dub of Evangelion.
Oh.
I think the one time when they did a dub that I thought was half decent was Full Metal Panic, but it's Full Metal Panic, which has one of like the best Japanese dubs that I'd ever heard, because like the cast just works so well together in that show. Oh, and the other thing that we talked about this earlier was that they're really hard line on fan subs. So, like Utawara Rumono, for example, you're not going to be able to find on BitTorrent anymore because they're not going to like let whoever is subbing it like finish out the series, because that's the way they work.
Well, I mean, I can respect them for that, though. They're just trying to protect their bottom line, right?
Right, but I mean, a lot of anime fans like to just download shows and not buy them, so even though they're technically freeloading or whatever, since the code of the fansubbing is supposed to be that you don't fansub shows that are already licensed, like, those people get angry that when ADV licenses things, because now they can't watch it on fansubs.
Right, right.
Which kind of doesn't really make sense, because, you know, yeah, but now you can watch it on DVD, but that's the way they think.
I'm kind of okay with that, but I heard that ADV, like when they distribute the DVDs, it's really slow. Like, how long does it usually take? Cause
they have a reputation of being kind of slow, but in general, like, companies have been speeding up a lot recently. I think, for instance, when I was looking at the licensing reports or whatever, like, Sakugan no Shana is going to come out in, like, September, and Fate Stay Night's going to come out in, like, December. So those are coming out, like, a year after they premiered, which is pretty good. That's about what, like, American TV shows are. Like, I think Lost came out in, like, August or something, and it, of, like, the year that, like, after it, the first season came out. Like, so it was just in time for the next season. So, like, that's pretty good, but for something like Azumanga Daioh, like, I think that took like a few years to come for the first step DVD to come out, like after from when the show started. So like that is something that like really annoys people.
Yeah,
any DVDs that I watched fan subs of for like a while, simply because like the DVDs hadn't caught up yet to like what I'd watched.
Yeah, I remember someone was complaining, I think it was Jeff Lawson said that like at the rate that they're releasing Full Moon or Sagashite, that it's gonna be out in like it'll finish its run in like 2008 or something like that.
Yeah,
something ridiculous.
That's like anime companies don't really have too much of a choice. They need to release a lot of the anime in like the like disc by disc format, because they need like the costs to continue like with the next release. They can't really do the like bulk releases like American TV companies do of like shows like Lost or Desperate Housewives. So. Like, that is annoying that it takes, like, a year to, like, finish your DVDs, but they have to do it like that, so I forgive them.
I read this summer, but I can't remember where, but there was this licensing company talking about getting, like, releases faster to us by downloading, but we have to pay for it. Do you think that's a good idea at all? Like,
I think that's what a lot of, TV movie companies are want to eventually like get towards. There just isn't really like a format or a delivery service yet to be able to do it.
But
like iTunes works pretty easily, because you know a song is like 4 megs, but a video is like 250 megs.
Mm-hmm. Like it could be a good idea, but I don't think it would be. Like right now, fansub, you pay nothing, and it gets like it comes out faster than a licensing company subbing it and then getting it to us, because they have to do like all this like checking and everything.
Yeah, but I read that one of the panels at Otakon was like Funimation talking about like how like an anime comes from like Japan to America like on DVD, and like it is like a really big process, because all of their like QC work has to be really good, because you have to pay for it, and they have to do all like the legal negotiations to get everything, so they can't really compete with fan subs, like even if they're doing a system like the one you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't think they can compete at all. There's just no way. And plus you have to pay for it. Like how much do you think that would cost just to download one episode or something?
I forget. I know iTunes does episodes of shows like Lost, but I don't know how much they cost.
I think they're like $2 or something, aren't they?
Oh, actually, that's not bad.
So. Two or three, maybe.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's because it's a limited format. Like, it'll only play on your computer or your iPod. You know, you can't put it on your DVD player, so.
Yeah. Although, I remember reading something about how, like, porn companies actually are doing a system where, like, you download, like, a DVD image so that you can burn that DVD. Because porn is where all of, like, the internet technology originates.
Mm-hmm.
According to, like, the sort of popular common knowledge or whatever.
Yeah, like they're the first industry to start taking like credit card payments over the internet.
And so. One of the I don't think it's actually true, but one of the like common beliefs is that the reason that we had VHS tapes and not Betamax tapes was because Sony had like control over the Betamax format, so and they wouldn't like license it to porn companies.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, it sounds like it has a basis in reality.
Like it's like actually it's supposed to be like much more complex than that. But that's like one of the factors. People just like to you know exaggerate the importance of that one because it sounds really interesting.
And it's about porn.
Yeah, everyone loves porn. That's what like all of my most popular posts are about.
See, I never write anything like pornographic. Like, I never use the word hentai in any of my posts. Like, I never get hits for that. I should just write like one, like a trap post where it's all like, I think being hentai is bad, and I don't like futa, whatever it is.
Nari.
Futanari, yeah. By the way, Problematic, don't look this stuff up.
Are you gonna like do that so you can get all of the like people that love Futanari in like flaming you? Exactly. So you're like, oh man, I got like 60 comments on this.
Exactly.
One.
Yeah, because I need a lot of internet drama on my blog.
Then you get like really angry, and be like, fine, and delete your blog. But then like in the post where you're saying you're gonna delete your blog, everyone's like, no, Hang, don't delete your blog. So you're really just doing it to like fuel your enormous ego.
You forget I'm not on LiveJournal. Although I used to be, and I deleted that blog. And people told me not to. Okay. Cool. Do we have anything else to talk about? At all?
Seth Johnson wants to direct something at you, JP. All the NHK anime haters who read the manga are just anachronistic and curmudgeonous. We're impossible to please.
Anachronistic?
Sure. I don't even know what those words mean, but yeah.
Anachronistic is like old-fashioned.
No, it means that it's not like correct for the time.
Yeah,
like for like if you had a World War II movie and people are calling each other on cell phones.
Yeah,
and curmudgeonly is like you're a crotchety stick in the mud.
So, what do you say to that, JP? He just directed that at you.
My response to that is your mom.
Ooh, snap.
And to elaborate on that. Really, it's just, like, the NHK anime takes out, like, the edge that actually makes the manga, like, edgy, and it cuts out a lot of the humor for reasons that I can't really understand. So, yes, it is not as good, but I will say that, like, the anime isn't really bad, it's just not as good, so it's like, if you've read the manga, there's no real reason to watch the anime, but if you haven't read the manga, you can watch the anime, and you'll still probably enjoy it, like, if it looks like the sort of thing you'd be into. Because it's not bad or anything. It's just not, like, the best.
Yeah, I haven't read the manga, but I really like the anime. I mean, it's good enough for me, probably, if I've
just
seen
like
the manga.
Just like Round Table featuring Nino.
Exactly. What were you going to say, Problematic?
I actually did a post on this not too long, 5 days ago, about has there ever been a manga series that beat out its anime... It's anime
counterpart?
Yeah. Wow.
Wait, anime counterpart that beat the manga or manga that beat the anime?
Yes, the anime that beat its manga counterpart. Wow. Oh, let me do a disclaimer. I can't pronounce manga worse shit just because I'm Canadian. So don't blame me.
A.
Has there been one? Like, I know that Cowboy Bebop is one, like, is a really good example, but I haven't seen it yet. Like,
I didn't
the
actually
rest
know
of the anime
if,
that you guys were talking about today.
I didn't actually know if Cowboy Bebop was, like, from a manga or if the manga was from the anime.
Yeah,
like,
usually...
Evangelion is better than the manga, and Mahime is better than the manga, but the anime came before the manga in those cases.
I think usually when they make a manga from an anime, like, it's not as good, just because it feels like they're rehashing it, you know?
So I guess the only one off the top of my head that I can think of is where the anime is probably better is something like the Rurouni Kenshin prequel. I don't remember what its name is.
I saw a few of the Azumanga manga, and I don't know, I think I like the anime better. Just because
it
of the voices.
It seems like identical to me.
Yeah, but in the anime there's voices, you know, and when I read the manga I can't emulate those voices, so... Although I try. So that's kind of why I like anime. Like, the anime version is just because, like, it's hard for me to imagine, like, voices in Japanese. So. Like, when I was reading the School Rumble manga, I was, like, trying to do the voices, and it just totally didn't work at all. Because I read everything out loud in Japanese, so.
Your parents not find you crazy? Like, the first time that I got this headset and I was actually talking on it, okay, they thought I was talking to myself for, like, hours. Because they were, like, they picked up the phone, and they were like, she's not on the phone. Who is she talking to? And I was basically doing this for 5 hours.
She's talking
hours.
To sexual predators on the internet.
Like you.
Right.
The dangers of social networks.
So,
like,
yeah.
Anime Nano.
Anything else that we should talk about?
Oh yeah, hey, why don't we ask Problematic why Canada thinks anime is porn?
It's because our government and their lackeys, they're just... Really, I don't know. I can't even answer that.
Like, is it safe to take anime across the border when you go into Canada?
Dude, that woman that did that and got busted for it or whatever, she was talking about Hello Kitty vibrators on her blog. I mean, dude, even I would think she's something
so,
up with her.
Well, Peter Payne, like, talks about Hello Kitty vibrators all the time because he sells it on his website.
Oh my god, what the hell? Who is this guy?
On JList, JList.com.
I don't know.
Okay.
JList.com is the site where you buy, like...
I know JList, but I don't know that guy, dude.
Okay. That guy's the owner.
Oh, wow. Interesting. I don't know why we view hentai as a form of porn, but...
Why does Canada hate America?
Why does Canada hate America? Do I have to go back 100 years? Do we actually have enough time? I don't know. We don't hate you guys. It's the rest of the world that hates you guys.
You just hate anime. Because it's hentai.
I hate anime. Ooh.
We need to get you out of there, Problematic. We're going to bust you out one of these days. Just watch.
This place is great. Fast net speeds, that's all I have to say. I'm not leaving.
You want to go to Korea then, actually. Korea kicks ass.
Yeah, no.
Korea's like the second best country behind France.
For internet?
I just mean in general.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I think that France is supposed to be getting, like, 2 gig per second, like, internet, like, put in. Like, they were going to be the first country that was going to have, like, internet broadband that fast.
Nice.
Are you French, JP?
I wish.
Cool. Well, I think we're getting a little too much off topic now. So, why don't we just call it a cod... why don't we just call it a podcast?
Let's call it a cock. Anyways, go
I was
on.
Gonna say codpast.
Codpast.
Oh. Yeah,
a cod piece.
So why don't we just call it a podcast?
Please don't like. What do you edit that out? That was great.
Okay.
You can edit what I just said, but don't edit your part out.
Okay. Many thanks to all the people who asked questions. And please continue to send your questions on over to the comment section of the Anime Nano podcast blog, which you can find at podcast.animenano.com. And many thanks to my co-hosts, JP Meyer.
Bye-bye.
And Problematic.
Hi, bro.
Thanks, guys. And I guess this is the Anime Nano podcast signing off. Later. Hey, JP, hey, JP. Are we going to the beach next time?
Eh, sure, why not? We can take Hinano, too.
Hey, JP, is there going to be smoked cheese there?
Well, I don't know.
Your own. 次回, anime nano, part of cast, daigo wa, umi e, ikimashou.
この次の、サービサービスー!
またねー!
じゃあねー!